Our guest at the cafe this morning is Derek Price with Hunt County Public Art. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
So it's time for Hearts for the Arts again.
Yeah, we are so excited about this. It's coming up Saturday night at the Emerald Ballroom behind Landon Winery. Starts at 6:30, and we're going to be raising money for two really cool art projects in Greenville and Commerce.
Well, we talked about the one in Greenville last time you were in, and we'll kind of review that in a minute. But the one in Commerce, we didn't get a chance to talk about. So tell us about the one that would be in Commerce.
Sure. We're going to be doing an art glass window with fused glass in the old Commerce Public Library building. It's this beautiful historic building, one of the most architecturally significant buildings, I think, anywhere in Hunt County. Mm-hmm. Just a gorgeous kind of neoclassical building for people in Commerce who are familiar with it. And one of the windows inside there, we're going to put a great big Bodark. It's kind of a stained glass look for the window. It's not exactly leaded glass like at other places, but it's fused glass, the artist calls it, image of a Bodark tree.
And this is David Zvonit.
David Zvonit, he's the same guy who did the Eternal Carousel, the great big sculpture in the Commerce City Park.
With Bodark wood.
Right, yep. Uh-huh. So it's kind of the theme, that's the Commerce symbol. There's so many Bodark posts around here and houses built on Bodark foundations. His theme with the public artwork in Commerce so far has all been about the Bodark tree.
What is fused glass?
So what he does is take different colors of glass and put them together and then heat them up in a kiln, and they fuse together so it looks kind of like cells. So it's a little bit different. It's more like art glass almost that you would see as a vase or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So it's a different technique than leaded glass. But it's a fairly similar look when you see it with the light shining through the window. It's, you know, translucent with the colors, just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And one neat thing about that project, that's a historic building. It's on the Texas Register of Historic Buildings. And we wanted to make sure we did it in a way that would not alter the historic structure of that building. Mm-hmm. So we worked with the Texas Historical Commission to get ideas for how to install this where it's completely removable. We're not going to be putting screws into the wood or anything like that that's going to, you know, damage the building for future generations. It's all totally undoable.
Great. That building is, I think, right at 100 years old.
It is. It turns 100 this year, as I understand.
That's
it.
What I thought. It's just is right on the cusp of turning 100. And they've, of course, the library board has been working to renovate it for quite
right.
some time now, making some progress. And this will be a great part of that.
And we're actually donating $2,000 toward restoring the window as well, on top of the artwork.
No kidding.
The window itself needs to be painted and fixed up. It's like
frame.
A lot of the building. Right.
Yeah.
Yep, the window frame itself. So we're going to donate toward the restoration of the building as well.
Fantastic. That's a great project. We're talking with Derek Price with Hunt County Public Art. The Hearts for the Arts event is coming up this Saturday in downtown Greenville. Now, very quickly, the other project that you all are funding is at the L.P. Waters School in Greenville.
That's right. It's a great big mural by Alyssa Lane. It's called The Sky's the Limit. We're really fired up about that one. It's just such an inspirational subject for kids, you know, getting to see original artwork going up on their school building.
I saw your video about that, and she's very young.
Yeah, she's 16 years old.
16.
We didn't realize that at the time. It wouldn't have made a difference, but
right.
but you know, after we already approved the project, we found out, wow, this is a 16-year-old kid that had a brilliant idea. She's very talented, very well-spoken. But yeah, we're just excited to work with her and bring that mural to the school.
And it's great that you have someone so young who's creating art for children who are not that much younger than she is.
Absolutely. I've just been blown away by the level of talent and all the different types of people who, you know, just got amazing artistic talent right here around us, and we never knew them.
Tell me about then the event. This is the Emerald Ballroom is just behind Landon Winery on the north side of Landon Winery across the street.
Right. Yep. Right there in downtown Greenville. And we're going to be having a great time. We're going to have artists creating art in the room. We're going to have wine and beer and hors d'oeuvres and all kinds of fun stuff. And best of all, we're going to have lots of original artwork by local artists for sale. And that's how we raise the money to pay for these public art projects.
Artists creating art while the event is going on.
Right, in person. We're going to have people painting paintings, and I believe furniture making is one of the art forms we're doing this year. We always like to have different creative arts on display. We even had tattoo artists in there one time, believe it or not. So it's not necessarily just painting, but we will have art being made right there in the room, and we'll have a live auction, a silent auction. It's going to be just a great, great time.
Fantastic. Starts at 6:30 Saturday night, and now do you sell tickets at the door? I'm sure you sell tickets in advance.
We do. You can get tickets in advance for $50. They're at Alliance Bank Main Branch in Greenville, Landon Winery in downtown Greenville, the Magnuson Hotel in Commerce, and at the Greenville Chamber of Commerce. You can buy them online at huntcountypublicart.com, or they'll be $60 at the door.
So people can walk up and
you can, yep,
and come in. How much have you raised? You told me this last time, but
I believe it's over $150,000 in 4 years. Yeah, so we've raised quite a bit for a small town. You know, big cities, it's not a whole lot, but you know, for a town the size of Greenville and Commerce and Hunt County, we're really, really pleased with how many people have come out of the woodwork to support the idea of sprucing up our communities with artwork.
Good. Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Derek Price with Hunt County Public Art, and the Hearts for the Arts event is Saturday night at the Emerald Ballroom in downtown Greenville. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KEDR.